Yes, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Good Enough Podcast. We are here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. We are. 4 p.m.
We're staying consistent.
We actually are. It's the most consistent I've ever been.
Do you know what I want it to be like? I want it to get to the point where you lot at 3:30, you lot are like, Good Enough
gagging
Podcast in half an
gagging
hour.
For it.
Do you know what I mean?
Nursing a semi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Getting excited.
So, one of my mates actually rang me a couple of days ago and said that, and I was so chuffed, you know. Like,
we've had very good support.
We've had so much
love
good support.
To everyone that's shown support on
genuinely,
this channel, I can't lie.
Genuinely, I didn't expect it. Who wants to sit down and listen to two blokes just chat shit?
I didn't. Because that's why we come up with the idea to do this.
Yeah.
Because whenever I'm with you and we're just talking and we're just creasing and we think,
yeah, we're dying. We're like, oh, we should have a
like, we think we're so real. And yeah. we think what everyone else who watches stuff thinks, but social media don't portray.
Yeah.
Because everyone has to be a certain way on social media. I feel like we just keep it real.
Yeah, just keep it real.
And just, bring the realness back to this world. But today we're going to start off with a little game.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm going to give you three options of something.
Okay.
Well, production have given us three options of something, so we're going to discuss it. And you have to get rid of two. You only can keep one. Okay. The other two had to vanish off the face of the earth.
All right.
You have to pick one.
All right.
Yeah? So first, we're going to go with YouTube, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Two have to go.
Two have to go.
Oh, no.
Even though I love Insta and I love Snap, I'd have to keep YouTube. I can't not say YouTube. It's my job.
I'd have to keep YouTube as well.
It's my job, my livelihood.
Yeah.
But then Snap is a sick app, bro.
You literally
like you're connected
Snap.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Literally last pod we was talking about it.
Oh, how
would it affect your life if the other ones went?
I'm trying to think. Snap would affect you big because you've got your whole life on there, like memories and stuff.
Yeah. Oh my days, yeah. Like, I mean, after YouTube, like obviously I'm not gonna be doing YouTube till I'm 70. I could still have Snap on my phone when I'm 30, you know what I mean?
I'm just trying to think, how could you utilize everything in one? You actually could, I'd keep YouTube.
Imagine that, imagine being 65, yeah? And just imagine you've still got Snapchat.
And you look
and
back
and you scroll down.
Oh, you're sick.
To when you're like in your 20s, that'll be sick.
I'd be banging.
I'd be banging. Showing your kids in that like, nah, oh,
this is what I did.
Yeah, scrolling down, it's lagging so much because it's so far, it's 50 years back.
Go past a video where you was chopping something. Not that one.
Do you ever deep that? You know when you get a girl, you're going to have to go through and delete everything you've got with other girls in your phone.
Yeah.
Not text messages, that's childish,
nah,
but like videos.
Just videos and that.
Yeah, you don't eat a 1 year ago today memory and it's just...
Hanging out the back of something.
What?
Like, oh shit.
Yeah, shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah, so I can't lie, YouTube for me.
I'd have to keep YouTube. I do love Insta as well. Instagram's sick.
Yeah.
But Instagram's toxic, I think. And we're just comparing.
Not as bad as Twitter, to be fair. Well, you know,
I never go on Twitter.
I neglect that app.
I never go on Twitter. I think that's a shit app. The only time I go on Twitter is new video out now. That's it.
Yeah, it's too raw for
everyone's
me.
Everyone's so opinionated.
Yeah.
Everyone like, I don't know Twitter. Yeah. Twitter's, some people have egos off Twitter.
Yeah.
Because you've got a following on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very weird. Very weird mindset. Yeah, I'd have to keep YouTube because... Otherwise, I'll be out of a job.
Yeah.
Lose me job.
Jerk chicken, surf and turf, and Nando's. Oh my, for me, I can't lie. I know what I'm keeping, but what about you?
You're keeping
Nando's and I'm keeping jerk chicken. I know that. You have Nando's the most consistently out of all of them.
I'm keeping Nando's.
Yeah.
Nando's is
what you're getting and it don't go wrong.
You know when you go in there on like, no, it sometimes go wrong, I'd say a 0.1%.
Yeah, time. Genuinely. I've had one out of 100 times
you go there and it's like, it ain't hitting, but it's still banging,
it's still
but
good.
It's just not what you're used to. You know when you go there like 1 p.m, restaurant's empty.
Yeah.
You've ordered something, it comes out fresh, like the chicken's falling apart, tender,
just
chips are
grill.
Fluffy. The corn on the cob's piping up.
Oh.
That's the one.
Nando's is good, man.
Peronaise.
Solid.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a sauce.
What sauce?
My God, that is a dip. When I first started going, it was 35p. Now it's like, I think it's like 80p now.
80p or something. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Gone up.
Inflation's real. I'd have to keep Nando's.
Yeah, Nando's for you, jerk chicken for me, I'd say.
Jerk chicken. You wouldn't pick a Nando's or that. What about serve and turf though? Steak and lobster. Steak and lobster.
Nah, but I don't have it as consistently.
Yeah, that's true.
Jerk chicken, I have it. Nando's, I have it as well. I even think I have Nando's more than jerk chicken, but to be fair, got to stay true to, you know what I mean?
The
Mumsy
roots.
And that, the roots and that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just be like, look.
Basically, you're saying if you didn't pick jerk chicken, your mum would die. Basically, innit?
Yeah.
She can't cook again.
She can't cook again.
Putting up top on herself. She can't cook jerk chicken.
Yeah. It's a one meal as well.
So basically, it's either pick jerk chicken
or your mum.
Your mum dies. Yeah, pick your mum or Nando's.
Nando's.
That's a real
so
question.
I've got to do my mum.
But yeah, surf and turf is banging though.
It's nice.
Yeah, you know what I don't get, yeah? Obviously, like I said, surf and turf is banging. But I wouldn't usually go to somewhere bougie and order a steak.
Yeah.
I like going places. If I'm going to a nice restaurant, I like going places where I wouldn't be able to cook it at home.
Yeah.
Like Hakkasan, Nobu, Ivy Asia. I like pan Asian food.
Yeah, you do. That's your bit.
Because I think I can cook.
What's your favorite restaurant?
Probably Hakka out of all of them. You know what I don't like?
What?
Sexy Fish.
I've been once and I think it was overrated.
I think it's overrated, man.
I don't know
how I've tried to enjoy it twice and don't get me wrong, it weren't jank, but like it weren't
what they say it is, isn't it? Like no. Everyone has have you ever been to Zuma before?
Yeah.
Brother, that's my favorite.
I can't lie, the food is up there with Hakkasan, but the only thing is I think the vibe in Hakkasan is better. They got a DJ, it's dark.
And it's dark and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But listen.
Zuma food though.
Sometimes I can't see my scran though.
The black cod in Zuma.
Oh my God. Bro, you need to have the sea bass, bro, when you go to Zuma.
I've never ordered sea bass in a restaurant. Because you know why? Because to me, sea bass is a cheap gym meal. That's what I do. Two sea bass, rice, bomb for the gym.
Nah, brother, I'm telling you.
So it's like, if I go out to a restaurant, I don't want to order sea bass. You know what I mean?
It's like, you know you can make sea bass, but I'm telling you, the sea bass there is banging.
I need to.
Even to be fair, when I'm like, a little Wagyu steak, yeah, even though you say steak is steak, but like...
Wagyu steak. Wagyu if it's steak warm, though, not cold.
No, it has to be cold. Like warm.
Yeah. Because like when we went to Dubai and we had that Wagyu, you and Kenny got it, it was freezing cold. It was too cold.
No,
that's, I don't like that.
Hey, 5 grade Wagyu steak, mate. That's me, like butter.
Yeah.
Woo!
Lovely stuff. Woo! Yeah, ribeye with Merlot beef, whatever it is. Mate.
That's a good munch, you know.
Yeah, that is a good munch.
Oh.
Pan Asian is just, they're doing something right over there.
Yeah, they got it.
The grub is just on point.
Everything they do. Even, I don't know how they got to the methods though. Like, you know, for example, yeah, the rice that they make, it's aged rice. It's cooked rice that's 2 days old.
Is it? Is
2-3 days old.
Sticky rice.
It's sticky rice. But then to make it that texture, they age the rice.
Is it?
They cook it and leave it.
Is it?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Never knew that.
It's not fresh rice. Especially even in Chinese, when you have like special fried rice.
Is it?
Yeah, that's two.
Wait, what difference does that make to that rice?
The texture. Apparently it's rice that's cooked.
I'm salivating.
I know.
Think about food.
I'd even search it. It's rice that's cooked. It's like 2 days old. And then they take it out and fry it. Oh my God.
I know what you're picking.
Tory Lanez DV or Old Drake. I know my answer.
That is a hard.
For
hard,
you, I don't know. Oh, it is hard, though. You know, because I was on Old Drake long.
That is hard.
Take Care.
Yeah, Take Care. I think the best album is Views.
Views even is a More great
Life
album.
Even More Life is good.
Yeah.
After More Life, it started to get a bit mainstreamy.
I think Take Care was a fantastic bit of craftsmanship.
Yeah.
It was such good a album. Good album, bro.
Houston goes and the way it goes down.
Oh my.
Atlanta goes and the way it goes down.
Cold.
He's the man. He's actually the man. I used to get in my car when I used to drive a Corsa. To get in my car, type in Drake on my thing and just shuffle. That's it.
Because you know everything's going to hit.
Every tune's going to be a banger. Even the mixtape, if you're reading this, it's too late.
Good mixtape.
That reminds me of college.
Oh, such
got some shit for you
time.
To come and get. That song with Travis Scott Company. That's a tune.
Genuinely, I can't lie. I'm still picking Tory Lanez. Reason being though, because he is my favorite artist. People might have something to say about that. But he's my favorite artist. And I just take a lot from his music.
Yeah, you do.
I take a lot from his music. All my flows and that.
Do you remind me of Tory Lanez a little bit? Dappy.
Yeah.
He's like UK Tory Lanez. Dappy's talented, man. I can't lie.
What?
He's very talented.
Do you know, when I was in Cyprus, I saw Dappy perform for the first time, yeah? And bro, it takes something special. You don't, like, that's when I looked at him and I said, you are a very talented man, yeah?
Yeah.
His stage presence was nuts. He stepped out, Rams was performing the same time as him, yeah? Just before him. And this is when Barkin was going absolutely nuts, yeah? Rams come out, no disrespecting, come on, he had a mad rhythm, whatever not, good run, yeah? Rams come out and done Barkin, and before that, and even after that, it was flatlining. Dappy come out, the same crowd, not to say it was Rams' fault, the crowd was dead.
Mm.
Like, it was packed, but it was just so dead. Dappy energized the whole crowd.
Is
bro,
it?
He was literally picking people out and making their little group go crazy and doing the other. And sick. I said, oh my God,
he's been in this game.
I just looked
I went to
it.
See him at 10 years old.
Yeah, see, there he goes. There you go. Like, he's been doing it, bro. And I looked at him and I thought, you're so good.
Yeah, he's,
you're so
he's
good,
so
bro.
Talented.
He's mad talented. So, he's yeah. So talented. Proper, have big respect for
him. You know, one thing that actually like shocked me, and maybe, you know, sometimes I like to think I'm humble, yeah. And I never really let this whole life get the better of me because I just hate people that are up their own ass because of this shit. But sometimes I have to tell my brother and shit, that has to tell me, like, you are actually like, you don't realize how famous
you're
you are.
Up there, yeah.
But I just think it's, just brush it off because I don't want people to think I'm whatever.
Yeah.
The moment that kind of, one of the moments that hit me and I was like, whoa, like, I've actually done my thing.
Yeah.
I used to be obsessed with N-dubs. Yeah, All my French group was. Everyone. Anyway, this year, we was posted up in Ocean Beach on their table, just chilling with them, like normal and like, whatever. I've met bare rappers, bare cool rappers, met footballers, et cetera, et cetera. I've never really been like, oh my God, that's them.
Yeah.
I wasn't like that with N-dubs, but in the back of my mind, I kind of deeped. I'm chatting to FaZe or Dappy Talese or whatever. Just on a normal one.
And you is
and in the back of my head, I'm thinking.
I saw you lot on stage when I was 10, since I was 10 years old.
Yeah, like 15 years ago, I used to idolize you lot.
Yeah.
And now I'm.
Chilling with you on the table.
I wouldn't say I'm on your level, but like, yeah,
I'm in your realm.
I'm in your world.
Yeah, I'm in your world now, and it kind of
made me think, fucking hell.
Yeah, I got there, man.
Actually mad.
Yeah, sick.
It's mad.
Sick.
That's the first time, well, not the first time, but that's one of the most.
That's
a moment when I was like, rah, like I've really
come far.
It was mad. So shout out Dappy, shout out N-dubs, man. They fucking that was part of my childhood.
I love that.
6:30 in the morning. Then. Oh. They were sick, man. They were sick.
So you picking them?
But then again, DBE.
Yeah,
Young Ads is the best artist in the UK.
He's cold. Cold.
No disrespect, LB as well. LB's cold, but I just prefer Ads.
It's cold.
Ads is different.
Different grade.
He's different. Have you seen him make music?
Yeah.
You know, he don't write lyrics.
Yeah, I know.
He'll put on a beat, say something like, I just stepped outside the sports car, and then whatever, go back. Then he's got that line. Then he'll think, what rhymes with car?
Yeah.
Like, that's mad, like that. Bruv.
He's good at doing it.
Talented, bruv. Talented geezer. But who would I get? Who would I keep? This is the thing. Who has more longevity?
I'd say
now I play more DBE than Drake because Drake, when someone comes mainstream, it kind of puts me off them. I'll probably have to stick with Drake.
Old Drake.
Just because the quality of music from old Drake is just, I know I'm going to be 50 and someone can slap on fucking
something from
Good Ones Go, like, cameras.
And you're screaming.
And
Yeah.
Has to be Drake, I reckon. All right, next one. House music, R&B or rap? House music. Easy.
That was easy one for
easy.
You.
House music.
R&B for me.
House music, easy.
Yeah.
I love rap music, of course.
Yeah.
But house, something about it, just got my own fucking event.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? How can I not say house?
Yeah,
when I go out and party, that's all I listen to.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to a club or maybe when I was 18, I was going to shitty clubs, Attic and that.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
Other than that, I've never gone out to an event which weren't house music.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, to be fair, that's true. R&B for me, obviously, just roots wise.
House music is just so good, bro. When the sun's out and you start playing some tunes, bruv, mate, that gets you in a fucking mood. Like, I could be in the worst mood ever. The sun's out and someone starts playing some serious beats.
It's a pick me up, man.
Yeah, I'm outside.
Yeah.
So that was an easy one. House.
Sci-fi, gritty British, horror. You're going to go for gritty British?
I'm definitely going for gritty British.
I'd probably go for sci-fi.
Sci-fi?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
I enjoyed a
movie,
bro.
Name three sci-fi films you like.
Quick. Harry Potter sci-fi.
Is that sci-fi?
That is sci-fi, isn't it?
Then I'm asking you.
It is, because it's like...
Science fiction. That's not science, though.
Kind of,
that's just fiction, isn't it?
That is sci-fi.
Is Harry Potter sci-fi?
Is Harry Potter sci-fi?
So that you weren't.
Well,
sci-fi.
Then never mind then. Oh no, but really,
sci-fi is like Alien or something.
Yeah, but that's like all the Marvel films.
Is that sci-fi?
That's sci-fi.
I'm googling this,
brother. And I'm a big. Is it not? No. So what is it then?
Is it, what are you talking about? Is Marvel?
But is that not fall under sci-fi? It surely does.
Look, rarely Marvel movies have a sci-fi flair to them.
So what is a sci-fi film then?
Science fiction. Yeah, something to do with space and science. Sci-fi, you know.
Gritty British then.
Harry Potter.
No, genuinely, I would think Harry Potter falls under sci-fi.
No, it's not science, fiction.
Yeah,
is
I
it?
Guess so, innit?
You know what I mean? I'd definitely say Gritty British. I love them films, bruv. I can't really watch American stuff unless it's really done well.
I've watched like more Gritty British TV shows.
All of them?
Yeah.
Anything Gritty British?
Movies.
Anything.
You, bro, you need to watch Phone Shop. I'm gonna say that in a podcast so I can remind you.
Phone Shop.
You'll actually love it because I know what you like. Brother, you'll love it. Do you know what it reminded me of the other day? Do you know when you done the Jamaican accent?
Yeah.
Bro, there's a Keezer that sounds just like you.
Is it? Fucking
they call him Newbie. He's like a new man. Like, they call him New Man. Oh, bro, he's funny.
What's it on?
It's gone now, isn't it? It's not going to get aired again because of how like...
Oh, is it? Are they Asian?
No, one's black, no, one black brother, so. One white brother that acts black. Hilarious.
Yeah. Is it?
And then the manager's hilarious. And then another white brother, they call him Newbie. The new guy.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to fit into the group, innit? Cause them lot have been working at the phone shop the time. Oh, broski, I'm telling you.
It's just simple, innit? It's just simple, but our humor's just untouched.
You know the jokes? I feel like you die from it. Yeah. You die from it.
I like films like Snatch, The Business.
The Business is
Lock
good.
Lock Stock, Layer Cake, all so things.
Is that gritty? Yeah.
Even sometimes the acting is pony.
Like, it don't matter. It's the Rise
of the Foot Soldier, Football Factory, Green Street. Stuff like proper like, English London gangster proper, films.
They're the best.
Like they're no one does it like us, I don't think. Like there's like Wolf of Wall Street. That's an amazing American film, and obviously Americans make wicked films.
They make wicked films.
But like see like a series like Friends that I find that painful
that's
to watch.
Background music for me. That's
Friends.
I should put that on.
Yeah, when you're doing something.
Yeah, doing something. Like, yeah, just with the friends or that.
Yeah, Friends or Superstore. Oh my God. I was with some girl before, yeah, and she was like, can I put something on? And I'm the type of person where I like to make someone else feel comfortable. If you're comfortable, I'm comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
You watch what you want. I don't care. Yeah. Like, as long as you want to, I don't want to put something on, then you're thinking I'm bored. I don't want to watch this.
So I was like,
yeah, put what you want on. Just put on this Superstore. Have you seen it? Oh my God. What a load of shit. I was watching it, and you know, you just zoned out. You're not really paying attention. 10 minutes in, I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck am I watching? It's a load of shit. Like the jokes are so American and cringe and shit.
Cringe jokes.
Like oh my God, like oh, you know, like pop like that. Like I'm just thinking, is this meant to be funny? And she's sitting there giggling.
Oh, well, she's laughing at it.
Yeah, I was thinking, what the fuck?
Oh no.
Like prime example was In Between Us. That is a goated show.
Oh, what a show!
That is goated for our generation.
Such a good show.
That and Only Fools and Horses, I think, the best TV series ever made.
Very good TV
ever,
series.
Ever.
Oh, I miss
In Between Us. You see when they made the American version?
Yeah.
Ruined it. They go past the bus stop in English and go, bus wankers. They go, bus turds.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like,
that's crazy.
Just dead. They just ruin stuff. I like the grittiness. I like them gangster films.
Yeah. Proper.
So I'd have to keep British gritty. Like even the reason I do skits on my own channel is based off British television. Like Harry Enfield, Little Britain, Catherine Tate.
Yeah.
All them things, the skit shows. That's what I based my whole, that's just the best humor.
Yeah, you literally base your humour around all of them, to be fair. So yeah,
it was even better back in the day. They can't say nothing, can you? So.
Yeah, you can't. That's why they're all off the air, innit?
Yeah.
UK or London/London, Jamaica or Ibiza. That's difficult, you know.
But I think that's actually difficult.
I would, as much as it's cold here and dark and we ain't got good weather and shit's going on, I do like London.
It's the best city in the world, and I'm proud to be English. Yeah. I'm very proud to be English.
I enjoy being it. Even when I fly off, sometimes I'm like, after 3 days, I'm like, oh, I want to get back home. Yeah. I don't know why. It's home, innit?
I don't know. Ibiza is fucking lit. Can't lie.
Jamaica's lit as well, brother.
Yeah, Jamaica's banging. Like, I ain't been, but I've been Caribbean.
Oh, mate, Caribbean itself, yeah.
But if we're talking to live, like I probably could do a season in Ibiza and then just be on death's door.
Yeah.
You couldn't live in Ibiza for your life.
No, I know
someone that does though.
You'd pass. You'd
I know someone from one of my boys from East London. He's lived in Ibiza for the past 6 years.
Perish, man. His fucking liver must be.
No, he's just.
All right, yeah.
That's why he's out there.
Yeah.
So he it benefits him being out there, innit?
Yeah.
But I definitely could live out there, but just maybe not for life. I definitely, when I get older, have you seen the film Sexy Beast?
No.
That's another gritty film. Go watch that. It's hilarious. But it's actually dark as well. Basically, but it's Ray Winston. Him and his wife have moved to Spain. But he used to be a bank robber. Anyway, some geezer comes out, wants him to go back and do the job again, etc. Anyway, watch it. It's good. but they basically retired in Spain. Okay. Would you retire in Spain?
Yeah.
I 100% would.
Yeah. I reckon so. Slow down the life a bit because it's going to be easier paced over there. Here's just hustle and bustle. This is like where you come in to put the shift in.
Yeah.
To retire, I'd probably consider retiring.
I use this country just to grind.
Yeah, it's a grinding. It's
I don't go out grind. Really anymore on the weekends in this country.
A place to grind.
This
is where you need to be type shit. You know what I mean? But to retire, like to say, for example, you've got your wife and that and you want to get out of there.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd do that in Spain. Get a nice little villa.
Yeah.
A little two-bed villa, three-bed villa, with a little pool.
Even like, obviously, not retiring Ibiza, but like, there is nice parts of St. Joseph and all that and all the top of the islands. Yeah, beautiful.
Like, out of there. Not saying in the party island or anything, but like, in the country, in places in the surrounding areas, you can get a nice little villa, little pool, you know what I mean?
That's what
veranda.
I need.
You know what I mean? Just go out, wake up in the morning with your wife, the sun shining.
The sun is on you, so you're happy every day.
Nice little breakfast, take a nice walk with her. It's nice and slow, go for a drive.
What are we doing today? Let's go have a couple pints.
Yeah, just
have a bit of tapas. Garlic prawns.
Tapas party.
That's
your
day. Let's sprawl out like that. That's your day, literally.
That's lovely. That's all you'd want to do when you get there.
That's what I want to do. I want to fucking earn as much money as I can. Yeah, have some sort of a business where it's just running on itself.
Yeah.
Have my kids, live my life. Once there's nothing left for me in this country, I'm going to leave it.
Get the fuck out of
it. I can't lie.
Yeah,
I
can't lie.
I'd leave this country. People talk about going to Australia to live, and I think that's sick because it's like almost like a new burst of life, but it's still like England.
Yeah.
But it's just too far away to live, I think. You're leaving everything behind. You're basically
away.
Restarting.
You're literally a day away.
Whereas with Spain, you're 3 hours, 2 hours.
You can get back.
You know what I mean? Don't feel that far away from home. But yeah, I reckon I'd pick London because it's just it's where we're from.
I'd pick London.
You know what I mean? We're used to it, but this country is a shithole. It really is, isn't it?
But it's our shithole.
It's our shithole, yeah, exactly. Sex, food, or money? Now that is a hard one.
They all serve too much of a different purpose though, brother.
They're all unbelievable. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's break it down.
To be honest, Scran is the best.
What, over money? Can't eat Scran if you ain't got money.
You need to...
What shit are you eating if you ain't got money?
Well, this is the thing though. Wait, look. You got to have it in a way where we're picking it in a way that where if one's gone, you can still have the other.
No, a lot of money then.
But then you can't have food.
Yeah. 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 Okay, yeah, cool. A lot of money, good food.
So would you have
and a lot of good sex?
Would you have a lot of money with some box with a Sam's chicken and good sex. I'm picking that. I can't lie.
No, you pick one. You pick one.
Oh shit!
Yeah, bread.
Wait, hold on.
Five M's in the account.
Wait.
Wings, but you're getting right, 10
cool,
blocks.
Sweet. I'm having.
I'll take that.
I can't lie. I'm having. Yeah, bread coming out of my ass. I'm having
shit chicken.
Wally's wings, chicken cottage,
and some broth from Hounslow.
Yeah, and I'm getting brain because that's not sex.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's true.
So
true,
look, I'm getting frizzed every day, and I'm
or stick it in the Chad. It's not sex, is it?
That can't.
You just have to be an anal man for the rest of your life. Just calm. Eat the wings of her back. Dip it in the hole.
You gotta find a that's a cheat code. You gotta take the rough with the smooth.
Nah, I don't know. But yeah,
that's my answer.
The obvious one.
Well, that's really my answer.
The obvious one is money.
Yeah, I want to be. I'm telling you, that's my answer, bro. I'm telling you. I'm just getting briz every day.
What about if you couldn't have actual sex for the rest of your life?
Yeah, that is. I'm getting briz.
Sex or money? Be real now.
Money.
Really? Imagine when you get your wife, and now you're 60 and you've made this decision at 26 to never have sex again. Do you really care about the peas? You could still have
not going to care.
Still have a very happy life without being a millionaire.
Yeah, cool. I can't lie.
Like, that is the goal.
Sex.
Yeah. But then again, at the same time, good food is banging. You know what I mean? Food is what most of my money goes on.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, sometimes when, like the simplest meal sometimes, no joke, I sound tapped for saying this, but you see tuna pasta with sweet corn, cut up yellow peppers and onions. No joke, when I'm eating it, I generally moan. I'm like,
I've seen you dip.
It's unbelievable.
He's trying
to buy it. It's like, it's unreal. A few chili flakes in there.
Yeah, have you ever seen black people eat food?
Yeah, obviously.
That's what we do.
Yeah, but
put it in your mouth. We get up.
Them ones. So I've been in a restaurant before, I ate a bit, I dropped the fork, clap. Try that. You're shocked.
That's it. He's eating it. Drop the fork.
You're shocked how nice it is.
Genuinely, I've been there though.
And you don't want it to end. Yeah. You know, you're scraping the plate, innit? I can't lie, pasta's up there for me.
Pasta is up there.
When sometimes when you get a good like penne Arrabbiata, however the fuck you say it.
Cold.
Yeah. When I'm done with that, no joke, I'm scraping the sauce to get it in. Mum's life. I love like,
I know them, you know them meals, where you don't want it to run out, bro.
Probably would pick food out of them three.
Nah, Big Ben, it makes me I think it makes me proper happy, but I don't know. Nah, I'm going with my
money. I'm going with money. I'm going with money. Yeah. You'd be stupid to say not.
It's the most practical.
Yeah, it makes the most sense.
Going with bread.
You still have a nice house, nice stuff. I mean, you just might have to stick it in the stink instead of the pink. That still counts.
Birthday, Christmas, or New Year's Eve?
Birthday.
No,
actually, fuck that. Christmas.
Christmas, more family.
Family oriented. Birthday, I don't really care. I celebrate my birthday for my own sake, but I don't really care. Like,
yeah,
I'm not one of the people that's, oh, you better come to my birthday.
Yeah, I don't care.
Or I don't take note of who says happy birthday to me. I don't really care.
Don't care.
Or you didn't put me in your story. Grow up, you're in your 20s.
Yeah, don't give a shit. Know me, I mean? Christmas, I can't lie, because you see, you know what I mean? It's lit. Everyone comes.
What are you doing for Christmas?
Probably go to my mom's, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
Go to my mom's, show the fam and that.
Yeah, banging.
Last year I didn't, you know.
I know, you told me the other day. That's poor.
Do you know, I just woke up and I was like, feeling it.
No, I couldn't. I love being with my family.
I regret that decision, but this year I'm definitely going to my mum's. And do you know what it is? I'm saying that I'm going to my mum's like it's a fucking trek. She lives 5 minutes
from me. Yeah, what? Literally.
It's literally a 5 minute drive. Like, she's literally just five minutes drive. So my family will be there and it will be lovely.
Lovely, bruv. All my family are coming around mine for Christmas. My big brother, my two sisters, niece and nephews.
Everyone pack in, man.
I just love being with family. Yeah, I think when you're with family, see when you're on a family holiday, you don't check your phone.
Because you're just busy getting stuff.
Nothing matters. Nothing in this world matters more than your family.
Yeah.
You're having the best time. You're actually making memories. You know in 30 years, you're still going to be with them. You know what I mean?
Carla, I ain't been on a full family holiday before. Well, I have, but never gone with my pops, obviously, but with my mum. And that
your sisters
I've gone and my sisters
I'm banging isn't it
but then I've gone I can't wait I ain't had one in years but my cousin's getting married in Dubai in a few months so we're all going so it's gonna be lit
I'll be lit
we're all going and that's gonna be nice
just well, the best
mom,
memories
me
ever.
And my mum chilling in Dubai
yeah
I can't lie I'm gonna that one I'm excited for so going in April yeah man and that's like that kind of it's the same kind of thing Christmas like when everyone mucks in
because your family just gets you
it's lit yeah
you don't have to be no one else in front of your friends are the same innit but you can be exactly yourself in front of your family and they will never ever judge you I went Marbella for my dad's 70th you don't look it though
he don't
look over 55 but we went Marbella for his birthday stayed in some big villa and it was just me, my mum, dad, my sisters, my brother, niece, nephews and I had the best time ever. Just you just make so many memories and it's just so nice. Family's the best, I can't lie. New Year's, that didn't even come close. New Year's Eve is a shit night out.
I don't think about it.
It's a shit night out.
I don't think about
Everything's double bubble. Fucking Ramo. Am I trying to get somewhere before 12?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 12 o'clock. Yeah. What because of fuck?
Do you remember your favorite New Year's? I'll tell you mine.
Mine's gonna be this year.
Is it? Oh yeah, because
I'm going SDK, but it's the first time I'm going for a meal.
Not going
partying. I went to a rave before New Year's. Oh, what a lot of shit.
Dead.
Awful.
I ain't doing that. I remember my favorite New Year's was the first time I didn't go out for New Year's. It was hitting 12, and I was in the studio with AM Chunks and Philly. Writing a song.
Banging.
And I was like, and that was the song that charted.
Is it?
Yeah. So it's just like, putting all the effort in. It's like, that's how, but I started my year that way. It was like,
I started my year in the studio,
doing what I love doing the best. I was not out, I was not nothing. I was in a fucking room, hot as shit, because the fucking AC weren't working. Four man, tight space. Computers running, bare machinery, we're blasting rhythms, we're writing. What a way to enter the year. I was so gassed, bro. I loved it.
Because you're being productive.
I was so happy. You know, I thought to myself, they told me to come down. It was like, I'll come down. And I was thinking to myself, I don't want to be sitting in the studio when everyone's going out partying, going into the new year. I can't lie, dead. I was in the studio. I didn't even let them know around me that I was so happy. But we sat there, went to midnight, and I was in there writing rhythms, and I'm thinking, yeah, this is lit.
Yeah, because you're being productive.
Yeah, it made me think, I want to continue exactly how I'm starting right now. To be fair, I had a good run doing writing music that year.
Yeah.
Because I started it that way. I think I can't, I might lie, I might do it again.
There's no better buzz than being productive. I can't lie. So when I get myself into a rut and I'm being lazy and stuff, I feel like the laziness, you think, oh yeah, I might just chill today because that's what you want to do. But really and truly, once you get past a couple hurdles and you're being productive and you're actually, when you're on a roll.
Oh, it's a buzz.
There's no better buzz
than
that.
It's a high, man. It's a high.
When you're being productive, you're in the gym, you're eating clean, you're sleeping well, bruv, you feel like untouchable.
You know,
I feel like my life's like a roller coaster. I'll always get to them points where I feel like, oh my days, I'm fucking powerful. Like, yeah. I'm healthy, I'm productive, I'm on my shit. And it's almost like you'll get something on your phone instead of thinking, I'll do it later. I want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because you're getting a buzz out of ticking things off. Yeah. And then for me, it usually lasts like 3 weeks to a month and then I go down again because I get too comfy with being productive. Like, I'm ahead now. So I go down again.
Chill out a bit.
And I go lazy again. Then it's like a cycle for me that But
I can't lie. Getting up there is, and to be fair, to get up there, it's just like that initial, I'd say, week to get it into habit. Yeah. I don't know. Say, for example, you ain't been to the gym in a few months. Oh, I'm going to start going gym tomorrow. And you get through that bit of like that
2 weeks,
first
two,
yeah, like, I say 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Of getting that routine, eating clean, make sure you don't get no takeaway, don't drink alcohol, don't do this, don't do that. After 2 weeks, you're like, woo, wake up, good time, wake up at a good, what? When I used to wake up at a nice time, well, I do now, to be fair, wake up 7:30, whatever, 7:30-ish. I used to get up straight in the shower, And I used to have a normal shower and then I'd turn it cold at the end, like make it cold.
Wake yourself up.
Wake myself up, splash that in my face or cleanse the face and that, like, be in the shower, woo, get that cold all in there. When I'm out that shower, I'm alert. I'm like, let's go. What am I doing?
When it's a job like ours, when we're self-employed, there's nothing more shit than when you wake up and you haven't got nothing to do that day.
Ooh,
you don't know what to do with myself.
You know, I just walk around my flat aimlessly.
Yeah, I don't know what to do
like,
myself.
I'm like, oh my God, what am
I? When I know I'm going somewhere to do a shoot or make music or anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so much better for your head.
Yeah. I like, bro. I want to be productive every day. I think yesterday even, I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I'm so aimless. Like, I feel
you start beating yourself up for being aimless.
I'm annoyed, bro. I'm sitting on my sofa, going on my phone.
Doing a thousand things.
I'm like, stop going on my phone. Why don't you learn to do this? Why don't you learn to do that? Yeah. I'm like, but I half know how to do
it
already.
Then you see these fucking traders that are 19 and on TikTok and they're multi-millionaires. Yeah. You think like,
so what do I do now? What do I do? That's why I called up, hey, my brethren said, brother, I need to make some music. Like, I can't do it by myself because I need some inspiration from you.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, what are you doing now? Whatever not. What? By the time I got to the end of the day, I packed my studio stuff, went straight to him, sitting there. And I just got
in a
nice
different environment.
Yeah, just got in a different environment. And even though it was the last bit of the day, I felt so productive. I went through the night.
Like, yeah,
literally
you did.
Making music.
You literally fucking went to sleep at 7 and then come here.
Come here. So I was excited, but I needed it. I needed to chase that dopamine high. Oh, when you're doing nothing, I don't know how you can sit there and just
do nothing. Be okay with doing nothing.
I get so annoyed.
Yeah, even on a Sunday, I get anxiety because I feel like, oh, I'm not being productive. I could be 10 steps ahead right now if I was productive.
Yeah, and then you sit there, but then you think, all right, cool, let's do it then. All right, what?
Yeah. Oh, what am I gonna do?
What?
Yeah.
Then? Sometimes
there's always something to be done.
I go on my computer. I'm like, oh, I need to make a song. Yeah, I need to make a song. Yeah, I need to do this. Yeah, I need to write something. Yeah, I should probably try edit this. Oh, I should make some clips for this.
Yeah, like, what do I do
what
first?
What do I do though?
What one?
And then
one?
It's like a whole jigsaw.
I'll start doing the edit and then I'm like, oh, actually, no, I could do this later. Let me do this first.
Yeah.
My brain goes like that, literally.
It's mad and we need to find some sort of balance. I don't know. If there are people watching this that have those kind of problems that me and Johnny are talking about, where everything just becomes a bit of a blur and you figured how to, you've got a way how you compartmentalize and like fix it and that, let the boys know. because we actually go through this. We've talked about
all
this
all the time.
Off camera. Oh my God.
All the time.
We're both a bit of a, we're all over the place.
Yeah,
bro.
We are.
You can, sometimes you can tell how I am by the state of my apartment. I'm relatively clean.
No, your apartment's always clean.
Clean, but,
like it is.
But there's some days where, I don't know, there's clothes on the, my bed's a mess and this and that. And that for me is like, that's how my mind is.
Clothes on the floor though. I can't, that's just like a standard, I think. Who don't do that, walk in their room and then you come over just dash your clothes on the floor. Yeah, I do that all the time. I'll be real. I don't think that's mess.
It's not
clothes.
Mess, but my,
when I wake up in the morning, I'll chuck them in the washing bin, but I can't mess it right now.
You know how my apartment
is. A mess is like when there's food in your room, that's disgusting. I don't like that.
That's when you
food plates.
All time low.
That's you're depressed.
Yeah.
Eating your plate, eating your food in the bed.
You know, I used to do that. You know, I was going to bring up my ex-girlfriend, yeah? When I was with my ex, yeah? I hit the lowest point, brother. What I remember, bro, I was just going to out it. I'll say what I was like. This was like them lockdown times. Remember, you know the girl,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Other, I'd be getting waved every day, and that's number one. Genuinely borderline alcoholic, yeah?
Mm.
The food situation, crazy. I'd order in every single day, yeah?
Like, what was you eating? What's the cuisines?
Like
Wings,
chips, burgers, pizza. I put it on a plate sometimes if it's like a Chinese or whatever.
Yeah.
And I had my little desk on the side. This was in my sister's, when I was living with my sister, yeah? In the room. Like, say for example, I'm done, plate's there. Go to bed.
All you have to do is go downstairs.
Straight, gone like this, I'm gone. Nap, whatever, I'll do absolutely nothing with myself. The next day, same shit, plate from yesterday still there, put another one on top of it. And then I remember one time I looked at my desk, yeah, and I had a plate, I had like seven plates like that. And I was like, my sister stopped like talking to me because she was like, she's probably thinking I'm sick of this. My sister's in her 40s. She's probably thinking, no, I'm not looking after him.
She's
got her own kid in the house and that.
Yeah, like, pattern up in it, grown man.
Pattern up.
Do you know why that is? Do you know why you done that? Because you didn't love yourself.
I didn't love myself. I thought I was the biggest pussy of life.
When you don't love yourself, you really don't care. I've been through bare phases like that where I just don't, I notice that I'm doing stuff like, and I just don't care. I eat what I want. I'll just do what I want. Any bad habits, like I'm usually quite strict on myself in the sense of like, if I go out on a Friday and Saturday and I get proper pissed up, the next weekend, I'm going to try not to fucking go out and get.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have some sort of.
You got to have some.
Like,
some
I wouldn't
resistance.
Get pissed during the week.
Nah.
Like shit like that.
You got to have some resistance.
But like sometimes there's times where you just don't give a fuck, eat what you want, you do what you want. And you start to think, oh, bro, I don't actually care about myself.
Yeah.
You don't care about you. Don't care how you look. Go out looking bummy because you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
There's
them times, man. That shit does happen. But you got to get yourself the fuck out of it. I'll
but
be
sometimes
honest.
Some people ain't self-aware and that's when they spiral when they don't get out.
Yeah, because 6 months go by and they're like, it's a way of life now.
Mm,
That's all you're used to.
Yeah.
You
need someone to
slap
you out
of it. As soon as you get in that rabbit hole, I'll be honest, you either need someone there close to you to be like, yo, what are you doing? Like, I'm so grateful for my friends sometimes.
Yeah, same.
Like you would tell me if I do something that pisses you off, like, you know what I mean? Or when I'm not myself or whatever, not. Yeah. Grateful for my friends. My brethren, my best friend from school, Ashley, yeah? I remember, and I had another brethren called Cass, yeah? I remember one time I was doing fuckeries, bro. Like, weren't doing no work, making no bread. I'm even asking my mum for peas sometimes. Mm. Yeah? This was years ago. And I remember they went to my mum's house, yeah?
Who?
Without me even knowing.
Oh,
my boy.
Ashley.
Yeah, he went to my mum's house just to chat to me and see what I'm doing because they can't even get hold of me. I'm doing fuckeries, bro. Going to Link Gallon, South.
You know
what I mean? I'm just doing whatever. They said, oh, we're going to come link you, whatever not. Bear in mind, this is my best friend. I don't think we've ever had something like blow up that big between us, yeah? If we ever have a round, that like, we're done in 15 minutes. Like,
you know what I mean?
Altercations, like boys do, innit? He brought me, he picked me up, took me to the park, and he's ready to have it out with me.
Why?
Because he was like, if you don't fix up, we're going to fight now. Like, he yelled at me for about 15 minutes, yeah? About me, like, just give it, not in a bad way,
no,
but
tough
gave,
love. Yeah.
Yeah, tough love. Gave me an intervention, and I'm being all ignorant and that, being like, oh, no, I ain't really listening, whatever. And he's like, come out of the car then. Like he was ready to do it. He was ready to have me out of love. He's annoyed for me. And he's talking to me about my parents and that. He's like, look what your parents are bare pissed at you. They're disappointed. You're taking money off your mum, this and that. And to hit, I can't lie, I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
That's my best friend from school.
You need to hear it,
bro. From as a kid, he was ready to scrap me. So it's, because right now, I'm not Michael's best friend. I'm Michael the pussy. Or like, I'll scrap you. I'll scrap it out of you. He was ready to fight me. He would have had me up. And he's like, I ain't chatting to you for a whole month. I'm not chatting to you for a whole month. You've got 1 month to fix yourself up. You see, by the end of the month, I'm going to shout you. And if you ain't fixed yourself up, I ain't chatting to you ever again.
Mm.
He's like, because you're not my brethren right now.
Mm.
Like you, me, he was on me, bro. And you see that month, turned it all around, bro.
Yeah, good.
Turned
good,
it
mate.
All, I turned, I
you,
think,
you can really tell what friends care about you.
I think I turned it around in that first like couple of days. And I was so upset that he didn't speak to me for a whole month, bro. I missed him. And he was like, he even went on holiday with my other friend from school.
Yeah.
Bear in mind that our other friend, Mac, he's never left the country since I've known him, apart from that one time. That one time, we're all going to leave the country together. The one time he left was the time that he didn't chat to me. They weren't chatting to me. They went to a festival. It was lit. I was watching it on Snapchat. I was like, I missed them boys fucking up.
But like, you need to kick up the ass.
Yeah, I needed it.
Some people are too soft.
Yeah.
Like, some people are like, oh, it's okay. You nah. Go. You need to, like, it starts like that. Like, brother, you'll be okay, bro. Then when you don't start patterning yourself up, like, it gets to the point you need to fucking sort yourself out now.
Yeah.
Like we said about before, of course, we need to talk about men's mental health and like how, of course, as a man, you can talk about how you're feeling. But if you're not trying to fix the problem, you need to man the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need to go and get that done.
You
man.
Do. You need to sort your shit out.
Yeah.
Because like you can tell who your real friends are. Sometimes even little things like if I haven't been active on socials in like 4 days or seen my friends in like 4 days, one of my mates will message me like, how you been? You good? I ain't heard from you.
Yeah.
Just checking up.
Just checking up.
Seeing how you are, innit?
I like that shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Trust me, it's good to have them people around you.
I think at this point in my life, I'm 25, I can really see who's going to be there when I'm 70.
Yeah, you just know.
You know.
You know you got your solid ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never see a point where I'm going to stop chatting to this person. We're not going to drift.
Mm.
Even if I don't see him for a month, I just know that's a good brethren. Like,
yeah.
We're going to link up.
Yeah, yeah. I got a couple of my mates that I've known. My mate Joe, I've known him for as long as I can remember. Like, just since I was zero. And like, we only see each other like once every like 2 months.
Yeah.
But as soon as we see each other, it's no different.
Yeah.
Exactly how it was.
Yeah, you don't have to see. It's not like.
That's one of my best friends.
It's not like we're in school and we see each other every day when we go to school or you see your bit. You ain't got time now. Life is just life.
Exactly.
But
I deeped it the other day, we're actually getting old,
yeah, yeah, bruv. Getting old. So it's just things get in the way. What my brethren that I was just talking about, Ash, he's engaged, bruv.
Mad.
He's gonna get married next year.
Mad.
Do you know what I mean? He's trying to move out. He wants to go live in Dubai and this and that. I ain't gonna see him. But what? That's my brother.
Yeah, and when you do see him,
when I see
same.
Him, it's love. Like I see him, like I've seen him every single day. It don't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter.
It's what it is, fam.
Yeah.
It's not like, think about it. Let me think about my mum, for example. She's got two best friends that she still pars with from school. My mum's 60. Yeah. She ain't gonna see them every day or every week, but they link up every 2 months or so and they go out together and it's the same. It don't matter. You just get older, life gets in the way.
It does.
You're doing other stuff now, got to work, got to get the bread in.
It's quite heartbreaking. I was deep in it the other day. I was looking at my Snapchat memories and like looking at all the sick things I've done with every one of my friends, like anything we've done, like holidays mainly. Like we went Napa.
Yeah.
I've done Ibiza so many times. Done all these sick things with all my friends, yeah. And I kind of deeped it, like, when I get to like 35 and I've got a wife and kids, hopefully,
yeah.
I'm not going to be doing that shit as no one as much.
You're not going to want to, I don't think.
No, but like, it will. I think it will like my dad always says to me like, oh, when I go on holiday and stuff like that, blah, blah, I say, oh, I've spent this much money. I feel a bit shit about it. He's like, enjoy your life.
Enjoy
your 20s.
Enjoy it, bro.
Because they're the best times of your life.
Genuinely.
I will see some things and it's like, oh, you should use your 20s just to grind. So when you're 30, you're stable.
Fuck
like,
that, man. I'm
blah,
going,
blah,
I'm...
blah. Of course, you need to grind. You need to get on your shit. But, bro, I can't lie. Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy it, man.
Because these are your prime years. Yeah. These are the only years. I don't know how old people are watching, but if you're 18 to 30, these are your prime years. Have some fun. Make some memories.
I'm saying, look, just go and do some fucking main character shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, go and do
stuff.
The shit that you
want
to do. And
go
make
traveling.
It sick. Go travel,
all
go
the stuff
out with
you
your
want.
Mates.
Start businesses, start things you want to do.
Let them flop, do another one.
Yeah.
What? Make bare mistakes.
Yeah.
What? Trot things.
Get experience.
Do whatever you want to do.
Do whatever you want to do, innit?
I can't lie, when you get older, you're not even going to want to do it, bro. You're going to be like, I've done
so,
it.
I
like,
don't know.
No,
I don't think so.
No, I'm telling you, bro.
I know more than enough people that are in their 40s that still party.
Should I tell you why, though? It's probably because they didn't do the main
character shit.
No, they did. Well, they're just still on it. Do you reckon you're going to be like,
yeah, on the odd occasion.
Yeah, but I'm saying on the odd occasion, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, of course, I'm not saying you're going to fucking slow right down and just be like, oh, nah, I'm never going to do it. Bro, if you want to go out with your people, obviously.
That'd be sick, like when you got a wife and that, and you're going on holiday with your wife and then your boy and his wife.
Bro, that's lit. You know what I mean? And you do it proper, table.
Yeah, yeah, table, posted up, table, big by a table.
You get me?
Yeah.
What? Big fat kettle on the wrist. Wife there.
Big protect.
Like that. You get me? So your babe, you want to get, you're another one.
Yeah.
What? Big food platter.
Parker. You get me? 10-man table just for you two.
Your friend with his wife. His wife, they get along mad well.
That's how I'm trying to live, man. That's how I'm trying to live. That's how I'm trying to live.
That's gold.
That's what I want to do in my life. That's the goal.
Proper stuff.
That is the goal, man. To have my fun in my 20s and then retire with a 10-10 salt.
What?
Have loads of bread and just live comfy.
Manifest it. You get me?
Got to. But on that note, I think we're going to end it here.
Yeah.
I've been Johnny.
And I've been Michael.
Hope you enjoyed this podcast. We're here every week at Wednesday. Every That makes sense.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Not every week, at Wednesday. Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah, take care.